Welcome back again. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we are always featuring the success of entrepreneurship. Don't forget, everyone, if you are listening, if you're a first timer, third timer, 100th timer, if you're 100th timer, get a life. Go to Radio Entrepreneurs on your app store and bring down our app and listen to us anytime you want. Listen to the stories of entrepreneurship. You can also find us on our YouTube channel and also on our obviously our internet radio channel. And want to thank our hosts this month, great host at the Social Scene. Welcome to the Social Evolution, bringing people together one event at a time at socialscene.me for you. And I'm here again with Peter Meyerson, who's my co-host for the week. Thank you, Peter, for tolerating me, for all my bad humor and everything. I just want a global apology and a disclaimer in terms of everything I do that's
you
wrong.
You want forgiveness?
Yes, I want forgiveness. Yes, Your Honor.
We give you that.
I plead mercy.
It is, you know, Jeff, it is always so much fun to be on the radio with you.
Okay, well, you know, the next guest came in, and before I even got to say hello, insulted me, but we're still going to have him on the radio. We have Chin Pham, of course, of Greenberg Traurig, correct?
Traurig.
Traurig. I always have trouble with that name. welcome back.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
And what's our topic today?
Boston Marathon next Monday.
Oh, and I thought it was going to be the law.
Next Monday?
It's next Monday. Wow. So,
and depending if we re-air this, it could have been last Monday because we could air this many times if you're decent.
You could. And I'm watching intently the weather forecast. It's fluctuating between 60s and 70s.
12s.
10 degree difference is going to make a huge difference.
Now you look like you're pretty old. How did you manage to get in shape for running like that?
Well, Jeff,
I'm going right back at you.
I did apologize when I, you know, I.
You must have married a much younger woman.
You know, she is very young, you know, at heart.
Okay.
I ran a lot when I was younger, in my 30s, and. In 2003, after the New York Marathon, I was running and got hit by a car.
Ouch.
Literally.
In the marathon?
No, I was running. I was half a mile away from home, and an elderly woman hit me with her car. And for 7 years, I couldn't run.
By mistake or intentionally?
I don't know. Good question. That's a good question. You know, knowing me, it was probably intentional.
I had a woman chase me down in her car once when I was a kid, so, you know.
But for years, you know, it's like 7 years I couldn't run. Yeah, 7 years couldn't run, gained a lot of weight. Then one day my wife said to me, honey, you know, you look like you could use some exercise.
That's wife talk for you look like hell.
Yeah.
and get out of the house.
Exactly. That's when I started running again. And in 2010, I joined up with the Museum of Science for their marathon team, the inaugural team at the museum, and been running with them since. Been a great, you know, relationship with the museum. They're doing a great job with introducing or strengthening the relationship between the community and science and technology. We're raising money for the traveling programs at the museum. It's you know, they bring science and technology to the communities that may not have the resource to send the kids to the museum. They travel as far west as eastern New York and as far north as Maine. So it's a great program.
You know, you've caught my interest. You know, I've had a lot of knee problems, back problems, and I'm running and exercising better than I ever have before. But I'm not doing the Boston Marathon. You know, what did you know, you were on the couch. You were hurt. You were hit by a car. What, you know, what do you attribute your rebounding to?
Oh, first is get back in shape. And I've always been athletic and just getting out of shape and really having my significant other saying to me that I really need to exercise was really the motivation. And so it was a long, hard road back to getting myself back in shape. I trained for the marathon as well as trained for Best Buddies, the 100-mile bike ride. And so between the two, I got back in shape really quickly.
Big difference, though.
Yeah.
I've done a bike marathon. Yeah. It's not running the Boston Marathon.
Different muscles, but right. But.
And
you know,
Peter's an athlete. He, yeah. You know, he'll take a 30-year-old and rip them to pieces on a squash on our squash
really?
Court.
Wow.
Squash
wow.
court, racquetball, squash.
I never tell him how old I am.
Right. Until he beats them. Then as he's standing over them, then as he's standing over them like that picture of Muhammad Ali over Sonny Liston, he tells them how old he is.
Sting like a bee.
Usually they have to trick him. Yeah. Hit him with a racket in the ankle or something.
So you worked your way back, but are there any particular exercises you did? Or I mean, clearly you're a person who sets goals and works towards goals.
No, what I do is you know, I'd say being an attorney is a pretty stressful career, as you know, Peter.
Now, Peter's found a way to making law unstressful.
I've tried to avoid some of the stress by staying out of some of the
Peter only gives stress. He never takes it
there
in.
You go.
He's a giver, not a taker.
And maybe I should strive to be that.
Well, you can come over and join me anytime you want.
but you know, in order to relieve the stress, I had to get up early and exercise, and so that I can fit it all in one day, in my day. So I get up at 5.
And you must eat well.
You know, that's a nice thing about running a lot. Is
you can't eat.
I can eat whatever I want. I don't have to watch what I eat. And I just, the more I eat, the more I run. And then so I get up at 5, you know, I do between 8 and 10 miles, and then I do a long run.
I didn't realize we were interviewing Forrest Gump.
I think his capacity, mental capacity, physical too, is probably a little different.
And the next time we're just going to put a mobile mic on you and let you run around the
there
table as we're talking
yeah.
to you. Run, Forrest, run.
On my head, right?
So what is the exercise done for your practice?
Well, you know, I
make
think
friends.
It has. What's really interesting is that I've met a lot of runners who are in the technology space, and I've gotten my network within that. You know, the technology space has expanded my running. It's amazing how many runners are C-level folks on the museum team. You know, we've had general counsel, VPs, you know, founders of software companies. You know, amazing people. They all like to run. And
so why do you think running has that appeal that, you know, maybe, you know, if they're
squash doesn't
like squash or tennis or, you know, baseball.
Tennis does if you play like Mark Z.
I'm not going to go there.
If you play tennis like Mark Z, there isn't a game in the western suburbs that they don't call Mark Z to be a sub in.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, just to answer your question, I think, you know, for a lot of the folks that I interact with, they're A type, and you know, there's a lot of stress in their lives, and they have to find a way to relieve that stress. And the interaction that they get for most of the day, I would think that you know, it's nice to just find some solitary time for yourself, and running provides that. You know, I get up in the morning, I run by myself.
Do you ever run on a treadmill?
No, I can't run on a treadmill. I just can't do it. I have to go outside.
Even in the winter, you're outside.
In the snow, in the rain, I have to run outside. And most of the folks I interact with, they're the same way. They find that having that 30-minute, 40-minute, you know, amount of time in the morning, at night, what have you, that solitary time is really important. You know, I plan my day out when I'm running. You know, what I need to do, you know, who I need to speak to, meetings I'm going to be going to. Then when I get to work, I'm ready to go rather than taking.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because for me, you know, playing squash is very meditative.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you can't think about anything else.
Yeah.
Not if you're going to play it decently.
Well, not if you're not going to get killed. I mean,
right. Ducking out of the way is
important. I never like getting hit by that little ball.
You know, it hurts. It does hurt.
That's why I don't do it.
But it's to me, it's, you know, the sports that I've enjoyed, you know, I mean, I like singles tennis, or I liked singles tennis when I was playing that. And when I ran, which was years ago, I really haven't run in a while, I found it very meditative.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I just wipe my mind clean and then come back to. So I never planned my day, and I don't plan my day when I'm playing squash. I mean, I just think that kind of meditation is really helpful in a very general way to anybody who's entrepreneurial.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I think it's important because we interact so much throughout the day. It's just important for me, you know, and I think, you know, for a good number of people, just to have that me time. you know, whether it's half an hour to an hour in the morning, whether it's meditation or what have you.
Does your spouse run with you?
She does not. And she,
that means it is me time.
It is. It is.
And so have you told her that she needs to? I mean, how much nerve do you have?
She exercises.
No, you know what? My wife followed me into scuba diving.
Yeah.
Which I thought was the ultimate sort of, you know, drug of go down and just sort of space out in this other world. And then my wife got licensed to scuba dive and made me get an Etch-a-Sketch as a start so that she could write me notes underwater. And after I wanted, and after I wanted to kill myself, I threw the Etch-a-Sketch and broke it and jumped on it and told her stop talking to me underwater. Then she asked me, and I love my wife. And then she asked me if I wanted her to learn to play tennis with me. And I looked at her and I went, I love you. I don't want you to play tennis with me, please.
Well, just to go back,
Peter doesn't play squash with his wife. I know that already.
That's for sure.
I would say that the one thing that both my wife and I enjoy doing is just walking. But other than that, she said I'm too competitive, even on a bike ride. You know, said, you know.
She leaves you in the dust.
Well, yes.
She leaves you in the dust.
It's
I bike with my wife, and I hear her screaming from a quarter of a mile behind me. Where are you going? Wait for me.
I'm with you, Jeff.
Yeah, I know. The key to a happy marriage. Don't worry, I wasn't gonna lose you.
But the one thing that I find interesting is that, you know, and I'm gonna do Berlin in
good for you.
September. I'm trying to get all the world majors out of the way. But my wife is.
Do you qualify? I mean, what kind of time do you run?
So my best was 3:41 in New York.
And this is running these short steps that you're talking about.
Yeah. So I'm around 4 hours now.
Have you been to Berlin before?
No, I have not. I have not. This will be my first.
And isn't it a prerequisite, Berlin, you have to have 6 pitchers of beer and then run the marathon?
Well, you know,
that's the carb loading there.
Oktoberfest is right after. So instead of doing it before, I'm going to detour down to Munich.
I've already broken every law of appropriateness. This is the internet, you know. You know, this is really, so you're going to do Berlin, and I'm almost jealous. I almost want to come and cheer you on.
You're welcome to do that.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. I've always wanted. It's one of the few cities I still want to go to. Yeah. I want to go to Berlin. Yeah. You've done New York. You've done Boston.
Chicago.
You've done Chicago. Have you done Montreal?
No, I have not. But it's not on the list of 6 world majors. I have to.
Is
get that
true?
Out of the way.
I didn't know that.
So to complete the circuit, it'll be London and Tokyo, the other two.
And isn't there one in Africa, in South Africa, either Cape Town or Johannesburg?
No, there are a lot of marathons all over the world, but the 6 world majors.
The majors.
Yeah, it's Boston, New York, Chicago in the U.S., then you have London, Berlin, and Tokyo.
After you do all 6, is there some kind of, like, plaque that you get? Wheelchair or something?
It's the fact that you know that you've completed 6. But perhaps 7 and 7. 7 marathons on 7 continents. Not the same level as the woman from Belmont.
Yeah, that was.
That she did 7 marathons on 7 continents
in
7 days.
I mean, that was just insane. Yeah. That was.
I can't even comprehend that. I once did a bicycle marathon across Israel.
Yeah.
And I ended it, and I put my bike in the air, and I went, okay, did it, done that, never doing it again.
Well, but you know, maybe once I'm done with the 6 majors. I might stop running marathons for a while. My wife has been telling me that she's she becomes a marathon widow when I train.
Oh, now she doesn't want you home. She's the one who sent you out. Now she thinks you're out too much.
Too much.
It's a marriage.
Can't win.
Right? You can't win, and you're wrong, no matter what it was.
She's always right.
Absolutely, absolutely. Peter practices that. Peter taught me that one. Peter's wife's always right.
Always.
Always right. So is my wife. Always right. My wife doesn't listen to the show. Can you do us a favor? When you do decide to practice law, and if someone's interested in you practicing law, where would they find you, or how would they find you?
Yeah. Well, they can go.
Do you practice law ever?
I'm at Greenberg Traurig.
No wonder you're tense.
Yeah, it's a large firm. It's about 1,900 lawyers with 39 offices globally, I co-lead the emerging tech practice for the firm globally, as well as co-lead the IP practice in the Boston office. So it's a lot of fun. Get to work with a lot of technology companies, a lot of incubators around, like Harvard's iLab, Northwestern's The Garage, you know, Columbia Business School, what have you. It's nice to see these young, you know, entrepreneurs, you know, student entrepreneurs coming up with ideas. Even my son has gotten into the game. So he's a sophomore at college. So.
Well, you know, it's
that makes him old for the game.
It's great having you on the show. You're going to come back again.
I will.
Want to hear about the marathon. Great talking to you. You're a lot of fun.
Yes.
And stay in good shape.
I was just going to finish up. You know, www.gtlaw.com is where you can find me.
Great. Well, we hope the law doesn't interfere with your running, and I'm sure the managing partner makes sure of that. And great having you on the show again, and we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on, well, yes, it still is, Radio Entrepreneurs.